Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this week trend edition. Week trend. I prefer the week trend.
Oh,
son of a bitch. Wow. That is Miles Gray. I am Jack O'Brien. These are some of the things that are trending Monday morning. How are you doing, Miles?
I'm doing great. Okay. Just walk away as you ask me a question. But sure, I'm doing great. It's Monday. Oh no, you're doing the handsome danning me, bro. Okay. Oh whoa, check it out. Okay.
Oh wow, check it out. Woo-hoo. Doesn't he play like some drops in there?
Fucking, I think it's because they start cursing and he's like, and he like has to get like the soundboard going. Harry Shearer, classic role. Classic. Just. Dude, I wish I had something exciting. I went to a baby's birthday. What else did I do? Hung out with Her Majesty's like mom's ex, like someone that her mom had dated like way back. They're very close. So I didn't had no other way to describe it. But he was like in town, so we like met up with him. And it's always interesting to just like it's always interesting to see like someone who's like a non family member give a perspective on like what your partner was like as a kid.
Interesting. Yeah.
But very fun time. Very fun time. I wish I had done more. I wish I had gotten to see Dune 2. I'm going to maybe sneak out Friday morning to try and do that or something. But
yeah,
that's on my list.
I gotta see Dune 2. I saw Problemista. Yeah. Did I tell you that?
No.
The Julio Torres.
Yeah. How was
film?
That?
Really good. If you like Los Espookys. I mean, it's not like the same, but
sure. But Julio Torres is amazing.
Julio Torres is incredible. That's a great movie. One of my favorite Tilda Swinton performances, and I always like Tilda Swinton.
And Bobby's in it.
Yeah, I turned to my wife. We went for date night, and I was like, "That's RZA. That's like my favorite." I think that's I called Bobby him the Digital. RZA, but he's listed as RZA, just RZA.
Yeah, he's not the RZA anymore. He's just RZA.
I was like, that's my favorite music. And then like it cut and like got really quiet. And I was like, one of my favorite musicians in the whole theater. And everyone was like, shut the fuck up, you dork.
They're like, we get it.
He's like, he's cousins with Old Dirty Bastard and GZA, the genius.
I just keep going, just reading off his Wikipedia page. But anyway,
also, it's crazy. His name's Bobby in this. He went by Bobby Digital as his moniker after, you know, the height of Wu-Tang. And then his character in this is also called Bobby.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I knew is that RZA was playing a character named Bobby in that movie. And I was like, oh, this is tight.
Yeah. Not even the tightest thing about it. But
cool. Bobby Digital.
That would be rough if it was. Anyways, I highly recommend that. Before we get into the news to tell people what is trending, we do like to, you know, let them get to know us a little bit better. Tell them what's something we think is overrated, underrated. You want to kick us off with something
overwear
you think overrated?
And our underwear. Let's see. My overwear. And then again, I know I said I went to a baby's party this weekend. This is not, I'm not referencing this baby's party.
Okay.
I'm not, because it was a very normal, it was a very normal party. Full disclosure, it was at Travel Town, which is an easy one.
Oh yeah, that's an easy
baby
party.
That's an easy one.
Yes.
Because it's run by the park service and you get in a little old train car or a picnic area and you can walk around big train.
Travel Town is like this little section of Griffith Park, like our Central Park, basically, in Los Angeles. And there's just a bunch of old trains there that you can
that
like climb around in that are, yeah, totally rotting and rusting. Very little upkeep. I think there's like two people who like do it as a hobby to like keep it up.
Yeah.
But then there's a little train that runs around the premises. And
I've been doing that since I were a little one.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. That shit's been around. I used to fucking beg my fucking mom to take me to Travel Town all the fucking time. And we would buy janky. I don't know. Do you remember like those old souvenir machines that were just like plastic injection molding toys? Like, you'd be like, I want a train. And like the machine literally just uses like an injection molding plastic thing to just shit out like a warm plastic hollow train toy.
Yeah,
or like a dinosaur toy. This is like big in the 80s and 70s, I feel like. Anyway.
Man, our toys.
So that party was fun.
I had this conversation over the weekend where I remembered Shrinky Dinks. You remember those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was trying to remember what, you know, I was like, were they called Shrinky Dinks? They couldn't have been called Shrinky Dinks. Looked it up. They were called Shrinky Dinks.
Shrinky Dinks.
And the example that I found on Reddit was a Mr. T Shrinky Dink that the packaging just had like a JPEG of Mr. T and then like an arrow. And then just that JPEG shrunk down to like 40%.
Uh-huh.
And that, like, that was their pitch. Like, it's just.
Big Mr. T,
big, but now
tiny
Shrinky,
Mr. T,
which is just like, man, we were so bored.
Was he the toughest black man that America fell in love with?
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, dude, who's like, hey, I'm Mr. T. I pity the fool. And we're like, yeah, he should have cereal for babies.
Yeah, you should tell my kids to eat their vegetables.
You know, because now, like, I wonder if they're like, you know, like 50 Cent was ever doing like cereals or shit like that. I'm saying they're the same level, but like, you know. He had all them chains on. What made
he
Mr.
Kept it
T
clean,
safe?
Though. He kept it clean, and he always like kind of steered things towards children. And like, wait, I think he has a movie where he's like helping out a kids club or something like that. And yeah, he was just child's entertainer who was also
loved him too.
Took no bullshit. You know? Yeah, I loved Mr. T.
All them.
My
chains.
Mom met him once at a Knicks game when my dad was an assistant for the Knicks. And it was like the most secondhand starstruck I've ever been and the most starstruck my mom's ever been. Like he was there. Like, he was like drinking out of a golden chalice like at the game. Yeah. Yeah.
Alcohol? But,
no. I don't know. Maybe. Possibly. That I mean, when like, you're Mr. Alcohol. T in like 88.
Yeah. He was like, dude, probably. You straight drink a straight up moonshine. Fucking blasted. Couldn't even bring that shit in the arena. But anyway,
trash.
All that to say is, so I like this party. And as someone who just celebrated their baby's first birthday, did it at a park, like low stakes. I think it's overrated because I get I've not been invited to one of these parties, but I see on the internet, like people I went to high school with and shit and other acquaintances having blowout fucking extravaganzas for a baby who cannot
walk. You got Paris Hilton to DJ.
Yeah, no, for real. It's like that. And it's like, and Siegfried and Roy brought in their fucking tigers and the kids could ride them.
Yeah.
Don't worry, they're really sedated. But like seeing people spend that much money, like I get it because at that point it's not about the baby. That's for you.
Yeah,
that's
that
for
is
you
all
to
you.
Stunt on everybody. Be like, look what I did for my 1 year old baby. We got a fondue machine. We got someone shucking oysters over here. But there's been something
building
about
up
that,
all that stunting for a whole year, you know, while you were just at home nesting, and then it's just like a volcanic explosion of
You thought I stopped? I was in the lab this whole year planning a fucking
working on my personality
exorbitant
disorder.
Costs for this birthday party. And like, I get it when kids are older and they can articulate like actual interest in things. Yeah, go ahead. Like, you know, indulge your kids however you want to. But there's something about these early ones that for me, I show up and I'm like, damn, like I feel underdressed.
Underdressed for a kid's birthday party is a real specific vibe that I've experienced multiple times.
Yeah. And so I'm like, please, let's just be like, hey, man, these first couple years until they can be like, I like this thing. Yeah. Just keep it easy. Do Travel Town. Do the park. Do your
house. My Swedish friend is telling me, he's like, dude, birthday parties in Sweden, you drop the kids off. And I think that's how it was when I was a kid, right? Like, my parents didn't have to, like, hang out at the birthday party. Yeah, I guess not at a baby's party. That's right.
But, like, once I was, like, I think 8 or something. I think once I was, like, in second grade, I think it's also this thing where people are like, I want to make sure the parents aren't overloaded. Like, I feel like that's kind of a thing sometimes. Like, bro, I'm not about to let this person fucking have to wrangle 37-year-olds.
Mm.
But I think once you're like,
I'm happy
10,
to do that.
Yeah. I think 10, it was probably around the time my mom was like, yeah, all right, what time?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I might just be in that sweet spot where I'm getting the idea that my kids are ready before they are.
Right.
All right. My overrated is how entertaining and like dramatically entertaining the U.S. court system is. So I've been watching American court dramas my whole life,
right?
Assuming that this is as good as we could have it. And then I saw Anatomy of a Fall late last year.
Yeah.
And I can't, first of all, it's like the movie I can't shake. Like, I can't stop like thinking about it. Like, there's just so many great things, but it's about a murder trial that happens in France. And I guess I had just never been inside another nation's courtroom for a murder trial.
Well, that's good that you haven't been inside.
I was fucking
up. You haven't been on trial for murder in another country.
But it was like, you know, you ever watch the videos of like Parliament in the UK and it's like they're battle rapping each other
Like
insulting each other and everyone's like, oh shit.
And everyone's like standing on their side and they're like, oh, you doth protest too much, my good sir. Whoa!
I can't speak to how realistic every detail is. There's definitely some debate online about like, well, you actually couldn't do this in a French court, but like just generally the thing that everybody agrees on is like, you know, you don't have to like call a witness for someone to speak in court. Like the lawyer can be like talking to one person and then the accused would be like, wait a second, and like pop in with like their opinion on what that person is saying.
Oh,
and it's just like they just straight up like interrupt each other. You don't have to, it's not like your witness, your honor. It's just such a better and messier fucking product. It's like so entertaining.
Right. Guess like, someone could be like, I'm sorry, your honor, that's fucking cap.
Yes. Yeah. They basically put on a little play. Like the French word for court is audience, which is appropriate because these are messy bitches who love drama in both the Real Housewives sense and the sense that they seem to be recreating a mammoth play.
Man,
like the whole time.
Our judicial system's already such a joke. Like, why are we bothering with the decorum anymore?
It's interesting because I started looking up. I was like, is theirs better? Is their system better? And it's like just slightly better than ours. Our system like ranks pretty low on, like, there's this World Justice Project thing where they rank all the different like nations' judicial systems. And we're like, I don't know, 28 on the criminal justice segment, and like we're like dead last for like how wealthy our country is. Like, we just have a terrible justice system, and like, but they're just like one in front of us, so it's and then overall like their justice system's like 21 compared to our 26, or like their rule on a like ranking of rule of law, they're like 21 compared to our 26. But it just, I don't know, it gives the impression of like being more indulgent to like what we want to see with, and I'm sure it's
Like, I'm sure all the protections and like dryness of the U.S. court system was put in place by the people in power because they don't want like chaos anywhere near a courtroom, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, they want to be able to like perfectly prepare their arguments and like use their financial advantage to, you know, like build up a case. And this is just chaos. It's so
imagine
fun.
That. Imagine that civil fraud lawsuit Trump was in with French court rules.
Right.
He's like, oh, no, you're under, like, bro, you have to shut the fuck up.
I mean, he would probably do better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He wouldn't have to do. He wouldn't have to shut the fuck up in French court. But
I guess, however, I'm sure. I mean, if there's a mechanism that you can, you know, make sure that respect is, you know, there is respect being paid in whatever direction it has to be, then yeah, I guess go for it. But if it's truly like, yeah, man, it's no holds barred kind of in here.
Yeah, it's kind of like the people's court a little bit, but just a little bit more, I don't know, formal, and also like pulling different people in from different places in the courtroom, and like the like they're just able to speculate wildly. I don't know enough about our system to know if like that's if that stuff's really illegal or if it's just a thing that they say in courtroom dramas where they're like speculation, your honor. But
I've only been on trial for murder twice, and I was just kind of zonked out on pills the whole time. I didn't just want to
get
through
it. It was the case that they gave you. And
it was the case they gave me. And I was just like, I was just looking for some flip flops. The one thing I do like is because I watch a lot of like UK TV and stuff. Like, I just love that they got to wear the wigs.
Are crazy.
Because then it's sort of like, yo, let's not be stupid in here, bro. We have our wigs on.
Yeah.
You know
what I
mean?
They've got like their own little pageantry where I think the prosecution is like in a red robe, which is, I don't know. It gives all sorts of like weird, like Ingmar Bergman vibes. Like the costuming is very like kind of surreal. But yeah. And then I don't know, like the lawyers are just really throwing just bars, you know, just fucking going at each other.
I think we're doing this summer, we're going on trial for murder in France. To see, man. I'm like, yo, dude, I think I can kind of wiggle my way out. Cut to me being like, fuck, that's right, I don't speak French.
Right. We're in a lot of trouble here.
Oh, mon honneur.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Anyways, I'm saying from an entertainment perspective, more French court cases, please. That movie rules. Highly recommend it. Whether or not that's actually how the court works, and even if it is, it doesn't appear to work that well, but it does feel like they got the courtroom that we deserve. Like the U.S. court should be more like a reality show, right?
Yeah.
Like where it's just chaotic and like, there's just a vibe there that like someone could pour a glass, like throw a glass of wine in somebody's face.
Yeah, like you also do believe like in French court there might be wine too.
Four or just five glasses of wine.
Sorry, my honor, wine break.
All right.
Yep. What do you got for everyone?
what's something you think is underrated?
Underrated fucking white pepper.
Okay.
Now for people who like to cook. That's exactly. Have you seen Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? That dude,
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar,
from was it Indiana State?
Yeah, that guy.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Anyway, speaking of cool white basketball names, no, white pepper. I realized that like in Asian cooking, you use it a lot.
Yeah,
it's not. People don't use it that much in
the
U.S.
Common.
It's all black pepper here. But I'm telling you, white pepper is that shit. I like it for savory foods. It also like you can hide the fact that you've used pepper visually because you don't have like the sort of flecks of black that you have when you use black pepper, because white peppercorns are just black, like peppercorns with the outer covering, like outer sort of membrane removed, skin, whatever it's called.
See,
that's really what
that.
It is. But it also gives, like when you cook with that shit, it gives a little bit of bite, like hot and sour soup, Chinese soup.
Yeah,
that's white pepper.
Yeah, that's the hot.
And using that like in a tuna, like if I make tuna salad for like a tuna salad sandwich, egg salad, use that in an egg salad sandwich.
Mm.
I'm telling you, white pepper,
Do you always mix it in
much.
Or you like just sprinkle it on the top like you would black pepper?
No, I mix it in. It's like an ingredient.
Yeah, it's got to be mixed, right?
You're doing mix-ins. Even for like mashed potatoes, I'm just telling you, like white pepper, get into it, try it out. It'll help you out. It does give a little more heat. So be careful if you're like cooking it like in a stew or something, where you're going to be cooking the pepper for a little bit.
Don't confuse it with your salt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just anyway. For a good prank.
Yeah.
My underrated is, one film that I'm late on, one film that I'm hopefully early on, Blackberry, finally watched it, after our writer J.M. McNabb has been recommending it for a full year. Yeah. And it's, I don't know, there was something about it that I was like, this looks like it was made for streaming or something.
Right.
It is a film. It is a good movie. I think it's my favorite one of these like corporate intrigue, like real corporation biopic things since The Social Network.
Oh shit, okay.
As like, especially like the fact that it came out, didn't Air come out this past year too?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's vastly superior to Air because it's like on the right side of being like, this is bad for people. It's critical of the system, but it also has like a pretty happy ending. Like broadly, it's like the people who get fucked and the people who do well, like it's like in this very specific case, randomly, like this is the one case where it didn't work out too terribly for some of the good guys, but it's just good. There's some funny performances. I've seen it called a comedy and there are definitely comedic moments, but it just kind of works in general. It's a good watch. I highly recommend it.
We'll have to maybe do a bracket tournament of like corporate bio like flicks.
Yeah.
Cause then you have like The Founder or like Flamin' Hot, like about Flamin' Hot.
Oh yeah. Cheetos. I still haven't seen Flamin' Hot.
You got the Pop-Tart fucking movie coming out this year.
It's gonna be hard to beat Social Network.
What's wrong with the fucking, what is, I mean, honestly, these studios, get it together.
Yeah.
You're doing like, you're lying like fucking Verbal Kint in like Unusual Suspects. Like you're just like, oh, what's the next movie? Just Stanley Cups and McDonald's rapper. Like, cool. Dixie? I'm sure there's some interesting stories, but like, oh God. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck about the Pop-Tart story at all. But
I'm truly all right on that one.
Yeah.
Also, it coming soon to a theater near yours. Theater near you.
Near yours,
there's a theater. I could tell that near a new film was coming to theaters. there is a filmmaker named Jeff Nichols who made Mud. You remember that movie with Matthew McConaughey? He made Take Shelter, the one where Michael Shannon really uncorks on our asses. Yeah. and he's got one coming up called The Bike Riders. That is like a gangster movie set during like early motorcycle gangs, kind of rebel without a cause mixed with like a, you know, Scorsese gangster movie.
Yeah.
But as super producer Anna Hosnier put it in the chat, the most important detail here is new Tom Hardy accent just dropped.
Yeah, that was the only thing in our group thread. She just said, link to the fucking trailer, new Tom Hardy accent just dropped.
And it is, he sounds like, it's him doing an accent that only he could get away with.
Yeah.
It is straight up, like when you look at old timey movies, and they're like, "Why? See, you little. What are you talking about? Yeah, you little. Right. What are you doing? Huh? I'm cruising for a bruising there, Mister." Like it's like that kind of old timey accent, but obviously because it's him, it's like, yeah, man.
You're like, oh,
that's right. That worked.
You're like, oh my God, is he for real right now?
Yeah, he's gonna kill it. It's like the Bane accent is like the first time you hear it, you're like, what the fuck is he doing? And then he just commits so hard and like it's that voice occupies every fiber in his body and you're like, man, that is a weird experience watching that performance.
It's because like it doesn't follow the usual like arc that a cringe experience has. You first go, what the fuck? And then you go, they're still doing it? Oh no.
Yeah.
It's more like you're first like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's still whoa, he's still, he's still, this doing is kind of fucking wild, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like seeing with him, with any other actor, you couldn't get away with it. But it's, he's able to pull off like a voice that if somebody had it in real life, you'd be like, man, if this wasn't a real person, nobody would believe this.
Yeah. But yeah.
Because
exactly.
He's like such a just committed actor. He can pull off a, if this was a real person, if this wasn't a real person, nobody would believe it.
Yeah. There's something so about people born on September 15th that just have a gift voices. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You and him and Prince Harry.
But he's 70. He was born in 77. So he's like, he's my OG, old, I guess.
Elder yeah, statesman. all right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the news. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We're back.
And a lot of news, a lot of things happening. Trump got the decision he wanted.
Yep.
MAGA celebrating, like the Daily Wire film just won an Oscar or something.
Yeah.
It's like 9-0 Trump. Scoreboard.
You done it. You done it. Yeah, I mean, I think this was clear even when like the liberal justices were asking some questions about like whether or not they can, you know, we knew from the initial arguments are like, oh, this isn't going to work.
But basically, they're like, he would need to get convicted of doing anything.
It's also just saying like that they can't, that they aren't able to invoke the insurrection clause in the Constitution. Mm. So it just says. Again, like this was also saying like, well, was he convicted? There was a lot of arguments that they were asking about like, well, then is it can a state remove someone from a federal election was like another complexity to it. at the end of the day, I think for a lot of the people who were like, you know, like, he might be off the ballot. Like, no, it's not happening like that ever.
Right.
You're not gonna get a clean break from this fucking guy.
Yeah.
He must lose the old fashioned way, you know, whether that's father time or father more ballots. That's what's going to happen.
That was a good impression of me, by the way, when you said, I hope this is going to go away. Maybe the Supreme Court.
Because
I do say that to you every morning when I'm like, oh, we have a Trump story. Maybe the Supreme Court's going to say this.
Essentially, they're saying like that stuff. Like Section 3, you know, around the insurrection clause, that's for Congress to enforce, not the states. So therefore,
Congress is going to step up. They seem cool.
And then, you know, he was like, big win for America. Yeah.
Big win for America. Sean Diddy Combs is in the news a lot lately there are just some wild accusations coming.
An absurd amount of accusations against him. It's been a while since we did a proper Benghazi segment, but Diddy's recent headlines, they are like, the whole week we were just kind of like, wait, what
the fuck?
And then I was like, let's see what happens Monday. So did you know Meek Mill, he like crashed his Hummer. He said the brakes were broken on his car.
Wait, what?
Okay. I'll put a pin in that just so you know, because I was like, I just don't know what's going on. Like, I mean, I know what the accusations are, but I'm like, something more is going to happen anyway. So there have always been like rumors and even conspiracy theories about the P. Diddy's violent side, and also like, you know, like his own. There have been many allegations in the past against him for sexual assault. Like, you know, people have said that he set Tupac and Biggie up, or he blew up Kid Cudi's car. And
not heard that he blew up Kid's car. Kid Cudi's car.
Yeah, he blew up Kid Cudi's car. Cudi apparently was like, "Yeah, he blew up my car." That came out in the cat. So let's just take a deep breath here. So at the end of last year, these allegations really intensified when his ex and singer Cassie filed a lawsuit alleging all kinds of horrific sexual and physical abuse. His reps at the time were like, "It's all nonsense," and then they settled, and that was that. But then, a few days later, another person filed a lawsuit alleging sexual assault. Then a few days after that, another person came out with the same allegations. And then another person within a couple weeks of that. So like within the span of a month, there were four accusations against him, like ranging from like recently to like back to 1990. And so when all this happened, like Hulu scrapped like a reality show that was about to happen. All these companies that were associated with him began to distance themselves. And then last week, this other lawsuit came out with even darker allegations, was filed by a man that was producing on his latest album, The Love Album. Because it sounds like Diddy is trying to do like what Russell Simmons was doing, was like suddenly be like, oh, no, I'm love. Like, don't listen to these allegations about me. I've changed my name
through the wellness movement.
I will not leave Bali because why?
Right.
Because you don't want, because you might face the legal system here. But anyway, in this one, the allegations range from sexual assault to like the trafficking of underage girls, as well as Diddy. So this is where it gets more salacious. There's like other details in it that was claiming that he was in a romantic relationship with a Philadelphia rapper who was in a relationship with Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Many people were like, oh, that's Meek Mill.
Right.
And also another performer who performed at the Super Bowl. So other people were like, so he was with Usher too. That's like the more salacious part of it. And a lot of people focus on that rather than being like, what about all the abuse stuff that's going on? So to that end, like I was saying, over the weekend, Meek Mill, he has one of those new Hummers. He crashed it. He said he was knocked unconscious, like in the crash, like the car is fucked up. And he said something like, it sounded like, I think you should like leave sketch because let me get the actual, what he said, GMC, the whole brake pedal slipped off my first time driving SMH.
What the fuck?
And people were like, what? Again, this caused other people to be like, are you in Diddy's sights? Why are you suddenly getting a weird crash where your brakes aren't working?
No, that happens all the time, man. That's why you have to just ask you have to get that as a special feature, the brake pads that don't slip off.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's an add-on.
Yeah.
Did you pay the fee to keep the brake pedal on your car?
Yeah, yeah. The brake pedal that doesn't slip off the first time you use it. Yeah.
It's $20 a month. but like, yeah, like it's getting to the point where, I mean, I'm not sure how much longer things are sustainable for Diddy, like in this environment where there's all of these allegations swirling around him. Like, cause either these lawsuits are frivolous or Diddy is one of the biggest predators in music.
Right. So this is we don't know. We'll see.
A lot of allegations, a lot of things where other people are corroborating what's being said. There was a songwriter who worked with Cassie that was corroborating some of the accusations that she had made in her lawsuit. Just a lot of people, like, you know, many other people sharing stories that are kind of like, ooh, yeah. Another powerful man in music and entertainment, potentially abusing that power in horrific levels. But at this point, I'm not sure how he gets out of this. Like, even like Diageo, like the alcohol company that he, like, I guess makes alcohol with, they're like, dude, you cannot show your face in public, like with these brands at all anymore. And he had to like settle with them. And these are only like allegations from the last like calendar year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's shit that goes back. There's a lot of shootings there, like, that have happened that like he's been connected to, that people talk about how like he even attacked like his son's coach at UCLA. Like, he's really? Just, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. It's anyway. So.
And that was like the character he played. Wouldn't it be wild if like Get Him to the Greek had two predators that were playing predators basically in the movie?
Yeah. Oof.
Anyways, just like, okay, so everybody knows these people are real world monsters.
Yeah.
What if we like had them do that in the film? Because then that would be funny, right?
Because I've seen him act. He's not great.
Oh, really?
So let's lean. No, I'm just saying. They're like, let's lean into just their actual character.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so fucking dark. But yeah, that's like also seeing how like people are being like, it's been 10 years since that Ellen DeGeneres Oscars selfie, infamous selfie. And you're like, Kevin Spacey in the back. You're like, damn, a lot changes in 10 years.
That's wild.
A lot changes in 1 year. Kevin Spacey's
in that selfie?
Yeah, he's in the back. Yeah, he's
wow. All right. Well, just every once in a while, I find out a thing is woke that I didn't know was woke before. And that goes for this next story. So basically, the city of Hoboken became a part of the Project Zero, which is basically to make city streets less, or Vision Zero, which are guidelines that originated in Sweden back in the 90s and are being adopted by a lot of cities. It's like a pretty cool movement. The idea is basically get rid of some parking spaces near intersections to improve visibility, change things to make your city a little bit less focused on cars and a little bit more focused on, the safety of the people who live in the city. Uh-huh. And so Hoboken got on board with this a while back after the death of an elderly woman who was killed while crossing the street. And their mayor was like, we need to make a change in 2015. And in 2018, they fully committed to Vision Zero and they just celebrated zero deaths, which, is the goal.
In that whole time?
No. So, I guess they had zero deaths in, no. Yeah. Yeah. So, there's an AP article, with the headline, a New Jersey city that limited street parking hasn't had a traffic death in 7 years. So yeah, in that whole time, with
this one simple trick, just removing some parking. Well, I'm sure there's other things, but yeah,
one simple
that's
trick
wild.
That mayors don't want you to know. Yeah. Wait, what? But anyways, so this seems like kind of win-win for everybody, right? Like, other than, I guess, fossil fuel companies, but even fossil fuel companies, you would think would be like, no, like, fine. That's fine. We're not mad at that. Like, we can't root for people to be killed in favor of better parking. Enter Jordan Peterson, who
our greatest thinker from north of the border.
Man, I still hear like him quoted by people who you like wouldn't expect to just like be. They're just like, yeah, oh yeah, I heard Jordan Peterson.
There's a lot
Peterson
of people who
say,
like, when you're not just woefully online.
Yeah.
You know, like some of us, it is interesting how people begin to interact with these things. And I'm like, well, what? What'd you hear? No, no. You don't listen to him. No.
So he's, you know, what he's up to entering this story, about a month ago, he was unable to make the case that he shouldn't be forced to take social media classes because like a top court in Canada was like, hey man, you need to take social media training because the things you say are demeaning and essentially amount to bullying. And you seem to not be aware of how your words online affect people. And he was, he issued a, like, I fully object. And they were like, overruled, fuck you. You have to go to Twitter school. Anyways, so that's where he's at. He's like facing down Twitter school, court mandated Twitter school. But so this story, for whatever reason, made him really angry. He published an angry post threatening the woke Associated Press for its story about how Hoboken hasn't had a traffic death in 7 years, which just seems, I guess it's,
you have become pathetic beyond comprehension at AP, and the woke death will soon visit you. What is wrong with people?
That's right. That is the question.
Woke. It's just like woke, whatever. I mean, woke is just kindness now. It's like getting so broad. Like first it was like you're too accommodating to marginalized people.
Yeah.
And now it's like you're too considerate to people who have died needlessly in like a pedestrian versus car accident.
Right.
That's too woke.
Cities are for us to be able to fly through in our Hummers and we should and park wherever we want. We shouldn't have to think about the people who live there.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Dad,
look,
weeping.
No one be nice. Dad. No one be nice to him because that would be woke.
Yeah. I guess the people like
hit him with your car, I guess, if you want, is what like
limiting that, is that parking what he's advocating spaces for? Is like an infringement of individual liberties. It's like, well, maybe those parking spaces are an infringement of our liberties to like be able to walk without dying.
No, and I resent that.
Right.
No, that's woke if you're making me consider other people.
But anyways, there are major cities, U.S. cities, including New York, Minneapolis, San Francisco, Baltimore, and Portland, that are integrating aspects of this program into their safety plans. So it's good news. There's like some urban design things happening. You know, we talked about the spongification of certain American cities, and now like making them a little bit safer, less designed for cars and commerce.
Yeah, man. Because, dude, I've seen like in the last month, I've seen two like the aftermath of like someone on a bike getting hit by a car.
Jesus. Yeah.
Like, and it wasn't like too serious. I mean, like. That like the people were like sitting upright and like obviously like firefighters or paramedics were like helping them, but it is so like, yeah, as more people are out there and people are not paying attention, and especially in LA, we are not designed to be friendly to pedestrians or people on bicycles. It's like, yeah, these are small things you can do to cut down on shit.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it pop biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We're back.
And the CDC has changed their COVID isolation requirements from 5 days to, if I'm reading this right, just a shrug emoji.
Oh, right. Right. Huh. Used to be 5 days. Yeah,
used to be,
now it's like,
quote, isolate at home for 5 days.
And now it's like, vibe it out.
Yeah, vibe it out. I don't know.
Just vibe it out, dude. You feeling all right? Yeah, get out there. Yeah, get out there. It feels like, it's definitely something like that was happening in Europe initially. They're like, yo, look, if you ain't got a fever, let it bang, man.
Yeah.
Get out there. And now, like, that's what it looks like. They're calling it streamlined advice.
Yeah. Which, I don't know. Yeah. It just feels. So you were saying that it was Europe did this first?
Oh, yeah. Like when I was in Europe, like in, fucking maybe 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
There were places that, like, the guidance was like, yeah, if you don't have a fever, then you don't have to isolate, was kind of like the accepted wisdom there. It's like, what if you're coughing? It's like, I don't know, man. You got a fever though, right? It's like, that's the part.
Right. I mean, yeah. The detail that still sticks out to me, because you hear it, like, I've heard it from doctors too. Like, it's like, yeah, now we're just treating it like it's the flu pandemic, or a really bad cold. But like last month, there were still 2,000 COVID deaths per week. Flu deaths are like 34,157 for 2018-19, which is the last year I could find, like, with a quick Google. But I think it's like, so that would be 656 per week. And that was a particularly bad flu season.
Right.
So even if we're treating COVID as a flu, it's like a pretty fucking bad flu.
Yeah, that you would raise all alarms about.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I think it's the 2 years. I think it's 2018, 2019, not like combination of both of those years. I think they treat flu season like NBA seasons.
Yeah.
Like winter sports seasons, where it's like, because it spans from
October 18 to whatever, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's interesting because the CDC hasn't altered the guidelines since 2021, and they went from, back then it was going from an isolation period of 10 days to five days.
Yeah.
And then you found out, you're like, oh, is that because science? No, it's because, quote, the Delta Airlines CEO complained about disruptions in airline services.
Yeah, man. What the fuck are we supposed to do?
I think that's what all this is about. It's that we've completely just capitulated to, like, corporate interests. And it's just like, yeah, man, like, I can't. Because, if you think about it, if you're, the alternative here is to do right by people and keep, and their safety, but that puts things at odds with profitability.
Yeah.
And it's clear that the owner class learned a lot about being humane to people in the early days of the COVID lockdown too, where they're like, dude, man, you give people too much, they're going to start expecting like humane treatment.
Yeah. Don't give them too much time on their hands.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wow. I mean, it's to the point where like, I've completely been like, oh yeah, the CDC still is telling us stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I thought it completely like, it just fell apart after all the attacks on it, after, you know, from the right since the pandemic started.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's yeah. Well, hopefully this doesn't cause a huge uptick in deaths, but it's still feels like we should be treating it as, okay, this is like, there are those years, you know, where they're like, okay, guys, the flu this year is really bad. Like, get your flu shot, get your, you know, do everything you can. If you get the flu, stay home. Like, this feels like we should still be treating it that way, because that is what the data suggests. Like, right. 2,000 COVID deaths per week is not a joke.
No.
All right. The unknown has been unmasked.
Thank God. The person who I thought was in a Diana Ross wig, an actual woman of color, child of color, I guess, to be specific.
16-year-old.
16-year-old named Felicia was like, hey, it's just interesting how this is like the story that just, for whatever, I think, because it's got everything. It's got scams. It's got AI. It's got Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And so it's just,
by the
like
way, that
hitting.
Construction does remind me of Stefan, the Bill Hader character.
Exactly.
And this does
this
feel like a Stefan
everything.
Thing.
It has everything. A 16-year-old in a mirrored mask with fantastic hair. But yeah, like, so over the weekend, she's like, yeah, man, it's me. First of all, it's not some dude. I'm a 16-year-old named Felicia. And yeah, it was a shit show.
Yeah.
It was an absolute shit show. I just like that there's just like this one detail about, she was like, that basically all the other performers were hiding because it was so embarrassing. And that's why she was behind the mirror. It's because she's just kind of like, I don't really want to be a part of this. And she was, quote, I was texting behind the mirror, texting my mom, saying it was going so wrong.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor girl.
I can feel that. Like, yeah. You're just like, God, nobody.
How
knows
is it, honey?
Yeah.
Mom, it's an absolute shit show. There's fucking, they're giving kids one jelly bean each and a shot of lemonade. Oh, man. Hopefully, I think this is probably the end of it, right? We're not going to, I feel like that's
the last bit
of mystery about this one.
Yeah. We'll see. This guy like popped a bubble and then used a laser pointer to try and make it seem like there was a speck of light in the bubble.
Yeah.
All right. Oof. Dune 2. Uh-huh. Things that weren't a shit show. Dune 2 made tons of money this weekend, kind of in line with predictions, but it, 81.5 million domestically. And it definitely kind of took over the meme world for a little while.
Yeah. That, and you can watch it in IMAX.
Yeah.
I'm sure that.
Yeah.
That's like, because it's so funny, like, Denis Villeneuve, he's like, oh yeah, like, did he say something about TVs corrupting film with dialogue?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, because his whole thing is, it's like sound and image.
Mm-hmm.
That is what makes cinema.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, your movie's definitely, that philosophy is definitely present in your film. So I can see how, yeah, I probably want to catch this one in like a larger format.
Yeah. It's definitely like a lot of images that look like they could be like modernist abstract paintings, but I don't know, there was the use the voice meme, which I guess is something that Rebecca Ferguson actually says in the film, and I'm looking forward to hearing what that voice is. I've not seen it. Our writer JM has seen it and said he specifically feels sorry for anybody who like that. So many people were wanting to see the like IMAX 70 millimeter film print that people were going to a 3:15 a.m. showtime. And
oh my God,
he was like, my hat's off to anybody that somehow stayed awake for that. So
3:15 a.m.
Yeah.
That's like when I would like back in my heyday of watching English soccer live, like the earliest I would get up is 4.
Yeah.
to watch something, but 3:15, like, and what do you do? What's your strategy for a 3:15 movie? Like, do you go to bed and then wake up, or do you just sit, you just were like, yo, bro, we're going through the night? Because like a movie like that, you don't want to fall asleep.
You're like going out,
we're up all night
partying. Yeah. And then going to it before, like, and then me now, I'm going to bed at 5 p.m. the night before.
Right.
And then
trying
to hit it.
That's a good one. Yeah, 10 hours of sleep.
I was refreshing myself on, just to, you know, it's not as much sleep as I usually get, but
16 hours.
10. I was trying to watch Dune like on TNT. I think there was like one of those channels was showing it, and just like kind of familiarizing myself with Dune. And then my 5-year-old came in and I was like, I guess you could watch it because it's not, you know, they're not going to show anything too gnarly on TNT. Like that's how I watched all the adult movies.
Yeah, the TNT version.
Yeah, like I watched the TV edits. And he was
Basic
into
Instinct.
It. But then like there was a death where you know, somebody died without a mask on, and he was like, my 7-year-old, the Star Wars fan, was like, the only deaths I like to see, they need to either die by laser blaster, and like I don't want to see their face. I was like,
oh,
fair,
wow,
fair,
good for you. Yeah,
yeah, know like, what you
keep
like.
That to heart. You don't like the grim shit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of viral marketing stuff too, which I guess, you know, that's fun for people.
I liked, well, I don't know if this was viral marketing, but the guy who like made his own sandworm and rode around the
yeah, that guy was
AMC lobby.
Ride around your floppy old sandworm on a hoverboard.
Kind of looks like shit, but also looks fun. Looks like he's having a blast.
Yeah. But then there's like that thing where that promo for that movie theater where like the fan
Cineopolis theater chain. Yeah.
Where is that, like in Europe?
I'm not familiar with Cineopolis or the video.
Oh no, there are wow. Wait, where's the closest one? Oh, Pico Rivera?
I'm only comfortable with AMC and Regal.
Two
brands to have a monopoly.
Oh, they're luxury. Wow. I see. This is how behind the game I am. They're luxury movie theaters.
Oh, they're the ones where you like can order dinner.
Well, a lot of those are doing now. There's like
I'll have that. And how are your truffle fries? They're good. Okay, good. Actually, sorry. I had one more thing. Sorry. I didn't mean to yell.
The bisque.
Can I have my hamburger very well done?
Yeah.
Thank you.
In the viral commercial, you know, a girl is in the desert taking photographs, sandworm coming at, she runs away, sandworm eats a piece of popcorn, transported to movie theater, has thing of popcorn. And who's there with her, Miles?
Zendaya, uh-huh. Zendaya. And Timothy Chalamet, and Austin Butler, and Florence Pugh.
Are they in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't Austin? Yeah, Austin Butler's in this one.
So it's like magical popcorn. Quick question.
Uh-huh.
How am I supposed to fuck that popcorn bucket?
I know.
Not even the fuckable popcorn bucket. They're doing an ad for a theater chain that's focused around Dune 2.
Right.
Maybe don't make the entire premise of the ad focused on your woefully unvaginal popcorn bucket.
That's the hook point, y'all.
Yeah.
Can you make a fuck bucket for popcorn? Yeah. Oh, you did? Then I'm coming to the movie theater. Yeah. And
this is just standard popcorn box style popcorn bucket.
Yeah, very boring. Very boring. Unless you're, I don't know, made of like your nether parts are from Roblox, that box that popcorn thing ain't
fair.
Working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're going for. Kids
I don't,
love Roblox.
Has there been any viral buck bucket content?
Not really.
I feel like we should, this is around
probably
the time
just
where we'd
like
be
on
seeing.
Pornhub or something.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. In that which case, I don't need that. I
and
wanted the fun
I wouldn't know.
Version.
So, you know, that's
and I wouldn't know You sound like Damian Lillard talking about how bored he is in Milwaukee. He's like, every day I go home and I search on YouTube the same thing, hoping for something to show up for like fight night or like fight live or whatever he talks about. Every day you go home, you're like, fuck bucket?
No. Anywhere?
Okay, that's fine.
I wouldn't know just because like my dad and I share our internet search histories via Covenant Eyes. Oh, right, Covenant Eyes. And I just don't want.
Yeah. I get it.
It's fair. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, March 4th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Until then, be kind to each other. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No, no.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.